give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church Valcarron. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Pastor Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning. This is Pastor Jeff Edwards, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word broadcast. Remember, Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. And I'll tell you what, I'm hoping so much to see so many of you here tomorrow for Share-a-thon. What an exciting day we're going to have. Twice a year, we get an opportunity to show our support for Christian radio, and I'm going to invite you to come down to KFM Studios right here in Sudbury or there in North Bay and join us all across the network as we just believe God for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Get your seed prepared and call in tomorrow and let's just see this kingdom of God advance with this great network all across the north. And come celebrate with us as well. Also, I'd like to remind everyone, I've made an announcement here recently. We had a meeting scheduled with Terry Savelle Foy for May the 3rd, Thursday, May the 3rd. Well, Miss Savelle Foy had an opportunity to where the White House has asked her to come, and she's part of a group called Women of Faith. And they're doing an event on that same day as the meeting was scheduled here on May the 3rd. So the meeting on May the 3rd was canceled. So if you were excited about coming, I'll tell you, we'll reschedule it and keep listening in the future. And we'll let you know when. You know, this Sunday, I'm going to continue to preach at Restoration Church right here in the Valley on what the process of breakthrough is. Remember, breakthrough is a process, and there's something that's so incredible about a process. A process reveals all kinds of things. A process reveals that time doesn't matter with God. A process reveals the strengths, the weaknesses, and it also develops the things in our life so that we're able to hang on to the victories and the breakthroughs that God brings us in our life. We've got a part to play. God has a part to play. And many people are uncertain as which is which. And that's what I want to help define today. How to achieve your breakthrough. What's your part and what's God's part? You know, there are breakthrough agreements that happened in this past Sunday. I taught Sunday night right there at First Baptist Church in Castle Street in North Bay as we impact the North. I taught about breakthrough agreements and I taught about coming into agreement with the things of God and what the prayer of agreement and agreement means to us as we advance the kingdom. Remember, when you come into agreement, there's a blending together, a harmony that comes forth in perfect sound of what God wants to accomplish on planet Earth. When you come into agreement, it'll bring victory into your life. When you come into agreement with God's word, it'll bring the anointing and the blessing of God, according to Psalm 133, verses 1 through 3. When you come into agreement and you're praying, it allows the Holy Spirit to flow corporately through us in an incredible way. When you come into agreement and pray, some things will happen. It'll bring freedom to many. You know, a prayer of agreement must be in conformity with the will of God, be in faith, and be in sincerity. You know, when we understand the power of agreement, we understand the power of process, we're beginning to get a hold of what breakthrough will bring into our lives. Remember, breakthrough is a sudden advancement in knowledge and technique. Breakthrough is an offensive thrust into the enemy's camp. A breakthrough can take place right this very moment. It could begin with the seed that you're planting to change your future. It could be that you're in the midst of seeing the harvest begin to come up and you've got to keep the weeds away, or you've got to fight off the fowls of the air, as it says in the Word of God as well. You may be in a different stage of breakthrough in your life, but I want you to see that God is at work in your life. God is at work in your life, because time does not matter to God. And when you understand what matters to God is the process, and you are in the process of victory, God wants to increase you. God wants to advance you. God wants you to be successful. God wants you to be a more than a conqueror in every situation in life. And so as we go into this lesson today, I want you to open your heart up. I want you to grab that cup of coffee and remember, I'm talking straight to you. I want you to get a hold of this today so that you can learn the secrets of breakthrough, so that your life will be forever different and changed. Don't think this is for someone else. This is for you. This is a divine appointment from God for you today. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to get into the Word of God, and we're just going to let it explode in our lives. Father, I pray right now for my friends all across the North, Lord, that are listening all around the world. I thank you that your Holy Spirit is just beginning to open ears and soften hearts. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for breakthrough in the lives of people. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that those of us that lack wisdom, we're asking of you today that you would give us wisdom, and you say you give to every man liberally and you withhold not. I thank you, Lord, for whatever stage of breakthrough we're in, that you reveal it to us today, that there are more with us than are against us, that, Lord, you would strengthen us, that you would give us wisdom and revelation, and that, Holy Spirit, you would bring the comfort necessary. Lord, I thank you that your word declares that the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life, and that the word is a quickening spirit. So, Lord, I thank you right now that your spiritual awakening is just going on in the lives of people. I thank you for a revelation of what's my part and what's your part, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. You know, many times people have said, Jesus has changed my life. But I have a question for you. You know, it's you working in cooperation with God that makes a difference. Some people just say, well, I'll wait on the Lord. That's a passive approach. Other people will say, it's up to me. That's an activist approach. What am I supposed to do in order to grow, in order to get my breakthrough? It's a mixture of the two. Paul says this, when it comes to your spiritual growth, the fact is God has a part and you have a part. Paul uses two phrases to explain the cooperation. It's kind of like grace and truth come together in Jesus Christ. It's kind of like seed time and harvest. You know, there are words that are used in the Bible that bring a process into play in our lives, and it brings things into our life that God will give us illumination. Remember, Jesus always spoke in parables, but yet those that were hungry would get the answer. Folks, we need to move into a new realm of hunger so that we can get the answers that we're seeking from God. We need to be more hungry than we've ever been before. And as we read the book of Philippians in chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, I want you to get a hold that it's God that works in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And that God is at work in your situation, and God is at work behind the scenes. And there are some things that you cannot do that only God can do. And there are some things that you have to do that God will not do. And as we get a revelation and we bring cooperation, a partnership together, something happens. We form a breakthrough agreement. That's right, a breakthrough agreement. You know, we see them in the news, we see them in business, we see them in politics, we see them in negotiations all the time, to where they hit a point where it was seemed to be an impasse, but something changed and they had a breakthrough agreement. What is it? I don't know what shifted, but I'm praying something shifts today, that there'll be a breakthrough agreement so that you'll get a hold of, in the name of Jesus, your breakthrough. And it's right now, it's not later, it's now, it's at some stage in the now. Would you just say that with me? Now is the acceptable day of salvation. Now is the day of wholeness. Now is the day of breakthrough. Now is my day. You know, I don't want you just to wait on the Lord. I want you to wait on the Lord. That's a powerful word right there. See, to wait on the Lord is to be doing what you know to do. I don't know if you've ever been to a great restaurant. You know, when you've been in a great five-star restaurant, the waiter's eyes are on the table, and before you know it, they're filling up your water, they're bringing you more bread, they're doing whatever it takes, and you didn't even know it before you even thought it. It was done. Why? Because their eyes were on those they were serving. Folks, let's keep our eyes on Jesus. To wait on the Lord is to keep our eyes on Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the shame of the cross. There's some things you're going to go through when you keep your eyes on Jesus. The world isn't going to understand you. They may consider you radical, and I hope they do, because the world needs to see some radical love. It needs to see some radical faith. And you know what radical is? It means associated with extreme change. Has there been change in your life? Well, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, we need to look at him. When we're waiting on the Lord, it's not just passive. It's both a passive and it can be a active word as well. You're looking for any opportunity to do what God has said. You know, the Apostle Paul says this, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. You know, listen to this, work out and work in. Work out and work in. You see, what happens is we understand that it's our part to work it out. It's God's part to work it into us. It doesn't say work for your salvation. It says to work out your salvation. These are Christians Paul's talking to. This is the Philippian church. Remember, the Philippian church was Paul's partner church. This was a church that was birthed out of Paul and Silas being in prison, and a miraculous deliverance happened, and the church of Philippi was birthed. This was a church that constantly stayed in touch with the apostle Paul and that they cared for him. This was a church that Paul loved, and this is a church that loved Paul. This is a church that saw Paul as the great apostle that spoke into their lives and brought them the word of God. And he's telling them, hey, you're not working for your salvation. You're working out your salvation. You're working out your freedom. You're working out your wholeness. You're working out your healing. You're working out your breakthrough. He is saying, develop what you already have. Let that just sink in right now. You see, there are many Christians that don't know what they have. That's why it's important you read the Bible. I encourage everyone to read the Bible. Matter of fact, I've been on a quest the last number of weeks, just so refreshing and so enjoyable. I turn my audio Bible on and put my headset on, and I just listen to the Word of God and let it just saturate me. Oh, hours upon hours. You say, Pastor Jeff, I don't have hours to listen to the Word of God. Well, how much time you spend watching TV? How much time you spend, you know, doing some other activity or driving to work or driving back from work? You know, how much time you spend watching the news or reading the news? Why not listen to the Word of God? Because it brings faith. It brings cleansing. It brings purifying. It brings hope. It brings comfort. It brings a saturation to your soul to where your heart, the grace of God begins to work on your heart. And that grace of God begins to work out through your life. You see, he's talking to Christians right here. Now, there may be some, and I know you're listening right now, and you listen to this great KFM network because it's positive and uplifting, and you're saying it's making a difference in your life. Well, folks, I want you to know that if you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you know, we believe that you are to receive Christ. It says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever should believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, this is a personal word for you today. You've not known Christ. You're listening. You're hearing about Christ. You have a desire to know more about Christ. You have a desire to be free. You have a desire to be set free from addictions and bondage. But yet, how does this look and how does this work? Receive Jesus as your Lord today. Just say, Lord Jesus, I open my heart and my life to you. I call you in charge of my life. I believe you died for me and I believe you rose from the dead. Now I receive your Holy Spirit right now. Now, Lord, I thank you that it's you that work in me, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Holy Spirit, I yield my life to you. Help me work out my salvation in Jesus' name. See, if you pray that prayer with all your heart, doesn't say you had to pray it at church. You can pray it right there at your table where you're having a cup of coffee. You can pray it in your car as you're driving to work. You could pray it in the classroom as you're sitting there waiting for your classes to begin. You could pray it in the office. You could pray it out loud. You could pray it quietly under your breath. But if you'll pray it with all of your heart, God says he hears the fervent, effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous, that God does something miraculous in your life. The seed of breakthrough, the seed of Christ himself comes alive on the inside of you, and your breakthrough has just begun. Victory is yours. Now it's time to walk it out. It's time to work it out. It's time to see the freedom that he's already given you. You see, you've got to work it out, and God's going to work it in you. Folks, I want you to get a hold of that. How do you do that? You get in the Word of God. How do you do that? You listen to good, uplifting ministry programs. Get involved with a local church. Read your Bible. Get connected. It's so important to be connected. It's easy to live your faith when you're all by yourself. You've got nobody to get upset or nobody to be angry about or nobody you have to forgive. But when you get involved with people, you really begin working out your salvation, your wholeness, and your freedom. You see, work out. The implications is you're born again, but you have to start growing. You know, it's kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. You already have all the pieces, and all you've got to do is put it together. Then he says, work out your salvation. Salvation is one of the most important words in the New Testament. It's a religious word to many people because all they ever heard is be saved and salvation. They don't know what it really means. It means wholeness. Dare I substitute another word here that I believe will really impact and be very relevant to you? How about this? A good alternative word would be freedom, to work out your freedom. Because Jesus says in John 8, chapter 8, verse 8, 32, it says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." A developing relationship, a progressive relationship with Jesus Christ leads you into greater freedom every single day of your life. You see, I want you to get a hold of that so real. Guilt, destructive behaviors, fear, and you have the ability to be set free, to know God, to love others, and to be all that God has created you to be. God has created you for an incredible, incredible purpose and plan. God wants to show through your life an expression of Him that no one else on planet Earth can do. Perhaps it's a song. Perhaps it's a business. Perhaps it's a piece of art. Perhaps it's a word that you're going to speak to change the course and direction of someone's life. There's something on the inside of you that God wants to draw out of you as you walk into freedom and as you grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ that no other person on planet Earth can do. We are better for having you with us. Hallelujah. Folks, get a hold of that right now. God is at work in your life. You see, tomorrow, hundreds of people in prisons could be set free if they would fulfill one condition, and that is be responsible. You see, folks, I want you to understand, I know people in prison that are more free than people that are outside because they have accepted the responsibility for their lives. They have accepted the responsibility that God is at work within them. They have accepted and they know that it doesn't matter what's place they're in, for they've learned to be content in Jesus Christ, and they've learned to grow and be set free from the stains, the pains, and the chains of the past because of this ever working out their salvation. You see, you work out your freedom. Work out why you've been set free. You know, many people will never be free from the addictions and the bondages because they refuse to accept personal responsibility. You know, the Galatian church was a church that was birthed in freedom, and yet they wanted to come back under the law. And the Apostle Paul says, "Why would you go back under the law when you were set free?" I say to you right now, Jesus Christ has set you free from addiction. He set you free from bondage. He set you free from brokenness. He has healed you. He has delivered you. Now just walk it out. Walk out the freedom that He's already given you. You know, don't be afraid. Take your salvation seriously. Take your wholeness. Take your freedom seriously. Nothing is more important than growing into who God's made you to be. For it is God who works in you. That's God's part. We get the word energy or energy from the Greek word of working it out. It's like energize. He says, "I will give you the power to do what you need to do and know what is right, and I will empower you." God's power is at work on the inside of you. That God will energize you. It's God that worketh on the inside. You see, grace is the divine power of God that works on our heart, works on our life, and brings change into our life and conforms us to the image of Christ. His love is a power that transforms us as we allow the love of God to permeate us. As we receive His love, our faith begins to grow because faith worketh by love, to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose. God's part in changing us, he primarily operates in a few dimensions, and that's why I prayed the prayer of freedom instead of the prayer of salvation. I call it the prayer of freedom, the prayer of healing, the prayer of deliverance, the prayer of breakthrough. All of those are the prayer that I prayed with you when you received Jesus. And those of us that know Jesus and aren't walking in fullness of any area of breakthrough and freedom in our life, then we need to listen very attentively to what I'm saying and allow the grace of God and the Word of God to work on your heart. God's part in changing me is primarily through three different arenas. He uses the Bible. The Bible. It says the whole Bible was given to us by inspiration from God and is useful to teach us what is true, to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It straightens us out and helps us do what is right. It's God's way of making us well prepared at every point. That's one of the translations of 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, which is instruction in righteousness, that the man of God or the woman of God may be truly furnished unto all good works. God uses His word. You see, the Bible changes our thoughts, so it changes us. If you want to get serious about growing and changing, you need to get serious about getting in the Bible. That's why I recommend listen to that great audio Bible. You know, put it on and listen to the Word of God and just let it begin to cleanse you and to purify you and begin to get a new operating system. That's right. Get a new operating system for your life called the Word of God. You see, the more you get the Word of God in your life, the more you're going to be changed. It says being transformed. Romans chapter 12 says being transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It says the Word of God reveals His love. The Word of God reveals His truth to us. And you know, I often tell people at the front of my Bible, I carry, many years ago, I had a Gideon's Bible that I read, and at the front of it, it had this on it, and I keep it with me. It says, "The Bible. This book reveals the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, or as we're talking, freedom, the doom of sinners and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines or beliefs are holy. Its precepts are binding. Its histories are true and its decisions are immutable. Read it to be wise. Believe it to be safe. Practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's charter. Here, too, heaven is open and the gates of hell disclosed. Christ is its grand subject, our good, its design, and the glory of God its end. It should fill the memory, rule the heart, and guide the feet. Read it slowly, frequently, prayerfully. It is a mine of wealth, a paradise of glory, and a river of pleasure. It is given to you in life, will be opened at the judgment, and be remembered forever. It involves the highest responsibility, will reward the greatest labor, and condemn all who trifle with its sacred contents. Owned it is riches, studied it is wisdom, trusted it is salvation, and loved it is character, obeyed it is power." That's the Bible. You see, trust the Bible. Trust the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge Him in all thy ways, and He will direct the steps. The Bible is an incredible book. Matter of fact, Wednesday nights right now, if you're in the greater Sudbury area, come tonight, because Kevin Service is teaching every Wednesday night for the next four more weeks on a New Testament survey, so that you can learn more about the Bible. Get into church this Sunday so you can learn more about the Bible. He uses the Bible to change us. The Bible will cleanse us, purify us, give us power, give us hope, build our faith. It's a Christian's way to live life. The next that he uses is the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:18 says, "As the Spirit of the Lord works in us, we become more and more like Him." God's number one purpose in your life is not to make you happy. It's to make you more conformed to the image of Christ. I heard one person say it recently, you know, that if we would remember about marriage, marriage is about maybe dying to self so that you could love another one more than you love yourself. Folks, God's not so interested in your comfort as He is into your conforming to the image of Christ. You see, the Holy Spirit will empower you. God wants you to get a hold of the power of the Holy Spirit. It's through His Word. It's through the communion of the fellowship that you receive God's Holy Spirit. You know, in life's circumstances, problems, pressures, headaches, and difficulties always tend to cause us to look and to search and to seek. Remember, if you need a breakthrough, God's already at work for you. You see, Romans 8:28 and 29 says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become more like Him." Nothing can come into this life without God having already given us the ability to overcome it. You know, when you recognize this and you see that the things that God wants to do is He wants to change the way we think. See, God gives us His Word, His Holy Spirit. God will be with us in the midst of all of our troubles and circumstances. And, you know, that's a whole teaching right there. The Bible tells us that "I am come that thou might have life and that you might have it more abundantly, but the thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy." So if there's a question about good and evil in the world, God is good, the devil is bad. And that's a whole teaching right there. Good things are from God, bad things from the devil. Well, bad things happen to good people. Understand this, God is with you in the midst of them. And so God's Word, God's Holy Spirit, and life itself. And you choose what you think about. Proverbs says, "Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts." Proverbs 4:23. See, God's working in you, but you've got to work it out. You aren't what you think you are, but what you think you are. Come on. "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Your thoughts don't just direct your life. They are your life. Whatever change you want to make in your life starts with the way you think. That's why the Holy Spirit empowers you in Ephesians 4:23 and 25. It says, "Let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind," as I said in Romans chapter 12. You know, when you change the way you think, you change the way you believe. When you change the way you believe, you change what comes into your life. You change the expectations about your life. And your life, all of a sudden, you find contentment. You find peace. You find things that you never knew were there because you're focus is proper. You can depend on God's Holy Spirit to be with you moment by moment. Remember, he says, take no thought about tomorrow, for sufficient unto thee today is the evil thereof, or the trouble. Every day has its own trouble, but every day he promises us our faith is alive. That's why he says, now faith is. Folks, get a hold of this. This Christian walk is victorious. God wants to advance you. God wants to increase you. God wants to bring freedom and breakthrough into your life. You have a part to play, and God has a part to play. God works in you, and you work out all the good things that God has said. You choose your responses in life. You see, you cannot just choose what's going to happen to you many times, but you can choose how you're going to respond to it. And I want to respond in faith. I want to respond. The Bible says that when people do evil, bless them that despitefully use you. The Bible says to forgive. The Bible says to be merciful and gracious. The Bible says to speak truth. The Bible tells us the way to live and how to honor our God. Let's be real about this today. If what I've said has made sense to you and it's speaking to you, I want to hear from you. Would you go online to restorechurch.ca? And you would say, Pastor Jeff, thank you for speaking truth into my life today. My thoughts are beginning to change. I'm reading the Bible today. If you'd like to get a link to an online Bible, go online to restorechurch.ca and let us know. If you don't have a church home and you live in the greater Sudbury area, I'd like to invite you to come visit us. And remember, there is no perfect church. But what happens is when you come into a church that is endeavoring to be perfected by His Holy Spirit and by His Word, you are in the midst of a move of God, and we have a move of God in our church. Why? Because people are growing, people are loving, people are passionate, people are on fire for God. They love God. There are people going through all kinds of situations and circumstances just like you. You will be welcomed and you will be loved. You will be encouraged. If you don't have a church home, come on out and join us in the greater Sudbury area. And know this, that no one is an island unto themselves. God wants you to get a hold of His Word, listen to His Word every day, read His Word every day, allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life, grab hold of the freedom for which you've been set free. No longer settle for less than God has for you. I want to encourage you today. God loves you so much. God has a plan of victory and freedom for your life. Would you take responsibility and step out in your part? Get behind what God is trying to do in your life. He's wanting to set you free. I love you so much. We love you. We're praying for you. This is Pastor Jeff Edwards saying, hey, if you're in the area tomorrow right here in Greater Sudbury, we're going to be at Charathon all day long. We'd love to see you, pray with you, shake your hand, and come down and join us at the studios right here at KFM on Thursday for Charathon. If you're in North Bay or the greater area there, go join the North Bay studios in the mall there and have a great time, wonderful time. Just let Christian Radio know you love them and support them. We get people that drive in from all over the place. I know we've got people coming from the Sioux, from Timmins. We've got people coming from Manitoulin. We've got people coming from all over the place. So let's gather together and let's celebrate Christian Radio, and let's just get behind Curtis and Shelley and this whole KFM team, and let's show them we believe God and we're reaching out to take the North together, because we come in agreement that we have the power and the ability to change the North with the Word of God. I want to encourage you today. God loves you. Remember this, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured. Give me the
word. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Pastor Jeff. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give Me the Word, sponsored by NeilCon. For all your Poured Foundation needs, call 969-1626.